You're listening to the audio transcript of the meeting of the Belfast Planning Board held August 15th, 2018. The purpose of the meeting was to receive public comment concerning Nordic Aquafarm's proposal for a salmon factory located along the Little River Reservoir on South Route 1 in Belfast. We'll be hearing comments from citizens of Belfast concerning the proposal. This is Belfast Community Radio, WBFY, 100.9 FM.
My name is John Kruger, and I'm a Northport resident. Well, what happens in Belfast does not stay in Belfast. It affects the surrounding towns as well. Thank you for inviting me from another town to participate. I've been a selectman in Liberty for some 23 years and also on a school board for a bunch. And I'll say that I think the work of the planning board is probably one of the most complicated jobs that you can have. There's a lot of technical understanding that you must have, and you're continually weighing and balancing political, economic, and environmental issues. So thank you for listening to my concerns. For me personally, I would have been disappointed to see such a pristine area, being made into an industrial farm. Personally, I'm concerned about the unlimited access to groundwater and the large quantities of waste. I find it particularly difficult to recommend amendments without more significant planning efforts. And I'll try to identify a few of those. I did submit a testimony, so you've got written, but I wanted to add a few more comments as well. So one of the concerns that I have, and it's particularly for you as the planning board, is the amount of responsibilities that is going to be associated with accepting these amendments. I think Wayne defined them very well, and I'm pleased that he identified these very technical and difficult areas, like the land-based discharge of wastewater, use of water from marine and freshwater bodies, particularly groundwater well extraction and water intake and discharge, both marine and to freshwater. I'd be more comfortable if there was a path that more clearly defined your non-biased professional assistance. We've recently seen the Deloitte study, which personally I found to be quite biased and not particularly useful. I would like to make sure that you have standards. Without standards, even with the best consultants, it's going to be difficult for you to take your job and try to mitigate issues. And another concern I have is right now, particularly, I'm concerned about the lack of state and federal assistance. It's been very volatile. I have not seen state standards even available. So that's a concern. Belfast is essentially offering industries its natural resources. These include Waldo County's groundwater on a scale never seen before in the state of Maine, and also a bay for discharge of effluents that are not totally understood. These amendments then put the Belfast Planning Board in the difficult position to impose conditions necessary to minimize, I'm quoting your rules here, to minimize adverse impacts of a huge industrial experiment. Your reviews and decisions may require understanding of complex environmental science. I was an early director of the Maine's DEP Hazardous Waste Program, and on several occasions we had multiple hydrogeologists in great disagreement, trying to predict quantities of water flow and looking at gradients. And often we weren't able to resolve it until we did testing after the fact to identify what had worked. Ultimately, many resolutions could only be made after this testing. And also there's a similar issue is the dispersal of the waste into the bay. It's equally complicated, understanding the currents. There's not very much data. So where will you get this data, and how will you make decisions? So in closing, and I'd also like to admit, I am an engineer, and I tend to believe that most things can be solved, and I have that attitude. But without the standards and without the scientific input, it's going to be difficult to be able to stand up and know that you've made the right solution. In closing, I'd like to say with some assurance that the Planning Board has the necessary resources to take on the responsibility before recommending the adoption of such a broad and overreaching amendment. And in my opinion, planning for such huge changes in Belfast and the surrounding towns deserves additional input before they can recommend these amendments. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Chris Wright. I live on High Street in Belfast. I have one simple question, but I want to make another comment first. The term NIMBY gets thrown around as a negative and a pejorative, and I think we should be very proud of the fact that citizens take their own time and energy and stress levels to make things right in their communities that should have been made right by other parties, such as municipalities, federal and state government, the corporations that are involved. So I'd like to see people stop talking about NIMBYs as though it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. My simple question is, what is the town's position right now legally as far as commitments that it has made to Nordic? I really don't have any idea what the answer to this is, but it's a good thing for us to know, because I think there's a certain level of fear that people can have about backing up on something that already has some momentum, especially if the town has legal liability. So that's a question that I would like to have answered at some point. And again, that is, what are the town's commitments, if any, to Nordic that could lead us to trouble if we decide not to have this project in town? Thank you.
Hello, I'm Amy Moffitt Mercer, and I live in Monroe. I am currently a tax-paying property owner, however, in Belfast, planning to move to that property soon. I see this moment here as an opportunity for me to speak to the proposed amendments and to the Planning Board directly, and I thank you for that. Regarding all amendments, I encourage the Board to support everyone by declining all the proposals. I see this as a straightforward path, not that any of this work is especially easy. The Planning Board can take pride in pressing the reset button, returning to the core principles of democracy, complete with checks and balances. We need you now more than ever, because our democracy is under threat right here in this room. Please restart the process and invite a more robust, citizen-involved renewal. Be happy with the ordinances as currently written. The language as written will continue to work just fine while the lawsuit wends its way through due process. Then we can collectively consider changes. So thank you, Planning Board, for looking out for us, the citizens of Belfast. Now, the city councillors, the city councillors, mayor, city manager, economic developer, have all backed themselves into a corner. And you, the Planning Board, can offer a relief valve to not only these city officials, but to the citizens of Belfast. As stated on the city's website, the Planning Board has a responsibility to protect, maintain, and develop an attractive, safe, and healthy environment for its citizens. This is my plea, and an invitation to you, the Planning Board, to reset and restart this endeavor. Return to due process. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kirill Luzanov, and I live in Belfast. So I don't have a speech written down. I didn't plan to speak. But what I'm noticing is the community being divided, and big part of the community that is on the side of not supporting the course of the city council is here in this room and talking. And I felt I should say something too. So I'm very familiar with the city board, with the city council and the planning board. I have followed their work for a couple of years now. And I know that they do go into the very detail of every proposal. Even if any of us didn't have the time to look through the hundreds of pages and sometimes thousands of pages. They do dedicate this time. They do not take our environment and our well-being lightly. And I think every one of them deserves respect, even if we don't agree with what they decide. But I think that's the whole point. I have an opinion here, but I would like to express my support both to the planning board and to the city council to make the decisions based on what they think it's right, based on their experience and their expertise, and knowing Belfast and how Belfast works better than most of us. So another thing that I would like to share is I think the zoning change that is proposed does not say there will be a fish farm or not. It says that's a zoning change, and it gives us opportunity to see more information in the next steps. And without this information, we have already judged the entire project based on assumptions, based on information that is not exactly relevant to this project. Sometimes might be relevant, but we have not received all the information and we're trying to stop the process of receiving this information. So I would like to express my gratitude for all these people sitting here in this room, knowing that they'll be criticized. And also, I would like to thank everyone for showing respect to their commitment to our town, because that's the only reason they're sitting here, is because of this commitment. So, thank you. And I fully trust that the best decision will be made. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Phyllis Coelho, and I live at 17A Hunt Road in Belfast. I have lived in Belfast for about 12 years, and I've seen some wonderful changes that made me feel grateful that we chose to retire here. I witnessed a city that developed into a real community, its natural beauty enhanced with all the amenities that have made it a place that tourists enjoy visiting and residents feel lucky to live here. Our city has turned into one of the most sought-after real estate markets in the Mid-Coast. I actually have come to love this little city by the bay. And I thank all the people serving on our city council, planning board. I thank all the people who keep this city going on a daily basis and the police chief, firemen who keep our city safe. And I thank all the maintenance people who keep our city clean. It is one of the best places to work, raise a family, and retire. I always felt confident I could contact my city council with a concern I had and felt they would get a positive response. On April 17th, 2018, our city council voted to change the zoning districts in the city before the planning board proposed amendments to the city code of ordinances and before there were enough public hearings. Not all those concerned people had a chance to speak about the changes. There simply was not enough time given. Change is usually hard for people, especially when it affects their livelihoods, homes. People feel threatened when they are not the ones who are in charge of the changes. I have been a resident in towns where zoning changes were made, and they never benefited the residents. They largely benefited developers. So I'm somewhat suspicious of this whole situation. And the following is a list of the proposed changes that really worry me. Section 102, 182 amendment, the change of the planning board's role. The planning board is to offer a recommendation to the city council, and the provision shall not apply to any amendments to the zoning ordinance initiated by the city council. This change gives the city council a good deal more power. Section 102, 282. This proposed amendment is allowing the applicant to accessory operations that could include fish processing, byproducts, research laboratory storage, accessory to retail sales. These changes, if implemented, would cause a need for an environmental impact study given the increase in traffic damage to roads, noise, fish odors, etc. Also, I wondered what the definition of light manufacturing is. The next is labeled significant groundwater well, and this is the area that I feel like that we all have the most concern. Withdrawing 216,000 gallons of water during any week, or at least 144,000 gallons on any day, this amount of allowable water is overwhelming. A private residence with two people uses about 100 gallons of water a day. The thousands of gallons that is proposed goes against all the information we have about climate change that's causing so many droughts around the world and the state. There is no compensation for area residents whose wells will be affected by the drain by this drainage. A hydrogeology study by an unbiased hydrogeologist is necessary before this change is approved. Another problem, the pipes for incoming water from the bay and outgoing wastewater is a concern. The location of these pipes and to how extensive the piping system will be should be included in the amendments. Also, the amounts of phosphorus, nitrogen, and other discharges will affect the bay. Large amounts of this effluent will cause problems for fish and other important organisms living there. The water that's taken in could have mercury and other toxins. Hopefully, there will be numerous testing of the water. Recently, there have been severe toxic algae blooms caused by large amounts of nitrogen that has been killing large marine mammals and fish. And this is happening in Florida with and. The beaches are not able to be used because of this toxic algae and the killing of all these fish and marine mammals. And so it's causing problems for the businesses in the area, especially the small businesses. Now, what I gleaned from these proposed changes will not be positive for the residents of Belfast and those residing in other towns nearby. As a result, I feel the faith, trust, and good feeling I had about our city councils has been jeopardized. Just like a beautiful city will be jeopardized if these recommendations are approved. I strongly urge our planning board to vote against the amendments that have been proposed. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Deborah Capwell, and I live on Court Street in Belfast. And I'd like to reflect on how we got to this place in our community, this place of anger and ill will. It seems to me that the possible arrival of Nordic Aqua Farms in Belfast is one of the most all-encompassing changes we as a community face. There are vehement and passionate disagreements regarding many aspects of this proposal. When this is the case, how does a community decide on a way forward? To me, this is the reason that a community has laws. Laws are agreed-upon guidelines to address situations that arise, situations that can be complicated and many-faceted. When emotions and tempers run high, laws delineate concrete steps regarding how to proceed. Our town has laws in place. They were agreed upon before Nordic Aqua Farms came. They're meant to be followed unless and until they are changed. Our umbrella law is the City Comprehensive Plan, which was adopted after significant public input. Any proposed substantial change is supposed to be reviewed by the planning board. And then citizens are supposed to be given ample opportunity to fully explore ramifications of the change. This is a first step in a multi-step process and is supposed to happen before any zoning change is considered. There was no move to amend the comprehensive plan or to consult the planning board or to provide legally mandated amount of time for citizen input before recent zoning changes were fast-tracked through the City Council. Step one in a legally mandated process was completely passed over. You know, it reminds me of a project I'm working on, building a house. When you build a house, the first thing that needs to happen after preparation of the site is the laying of the foundation. No competent builder would start on the framing before a solid foundation is in place. If they did, the completed structure would be fatally flawed and wouldn't last. It seems to me that this is what's happened in this rush to put legal pieces in place without following a legally mandated process. And you can't try and fix it after the fact. You can't try and pour a foundation after the framing is up. Unfortunately, the best long-term decision is to admit the error and start over. The planning board is being asked to make recommendations regarding changes which not only have been arrived at via a flawed process, but which are presently being challenged in court. Once again, the step-by-step procedure by which a community arrives at a good decision is being upended. What if these changes are found to be illegal by the court? Should a planning board make recommendations regarding changes that might have been arrived at without following proper protocol? In my opinion, the answer is no. First, the legality of the process must be adjudicated. To my mind, there are now two possible ways forward. First, you could advise against the continuing rush to push through changes which may be illegal. You could emphasize that we must wait until the court decides. Or you could recommend that our community restart the whole process, that we look at the comprehensive plan and consider whether the proposed changes fit into our vision for Belfast. Step by step, without skipping over anything or leaving anything out, sure, it's slow. Sure, it can be aggravating. But in this way, the outcome will be one the whole community will be able to live with. There's no substitute for ethical action. With an ethical foundation, we'll be able to return to a more harmonious, happier state of being. Thanks for listening.
Hi. My name is Ethan Hughes, and I live at 85 Edgecombe. This is a little too formal for me, so I'm just going to say hi to everybody. Hi, everyone. We've only been here for 8 weeks, so we're new to the area. And I wanted to thank Wayne. We've come with a nonprofit that lives without electricity and works in the gift economy, and how open Wayne and the planning board was to work with our new group. So thanks for that. After reviewing the project proposal, I think it could be summarized in a sentence, which means we're going for economic growth and we're trying to pave a way for the aqua farm. It's pretty clear. And in the lens of capitalism, extraction, oh, this is my daughter, Isla, and unlimited growth, I think it's a great idea. A fraction of the profits will show up in Belfast as tax money, where most of the money will go to a multinational corporation. A salmon CAFO, which is concentrated animal feed operation, is less ecological impactful than a cattle or pig farm. The demand for salmon and omega-3 is growing incredibly fast, and the trend is moving to markets in China and India. So it's economically a really good decision. The market is huge. So Seafood Watch, which is a moderate marine biology national group, gives a green light to these modern freshwater salmon CAFOs. And Nordic Aqua Farms is definitely not on the top 10 worst multinational corporations. We have Nestle and Monsanto. And so you're all making a smart decision to get a jump on this booming salmon industry and bring a little bit into Belfast. I've only been here for 2 months, so I have no idea about local politics. I have no idea about all the conflicts between people and broken friendships. So I'm going to be speaking globally for a moment. I have four major concerns with this proposed ordinances for development in the salmon farm and weakening the public and planning board input to these new projects. Major concern number one, fresh water. The UN and many other organizations predict by 2050, 50% of the world's current fresh water will not be usable. So 2 billion people do not get drinking water guaranteed today. What would we rather have for Belfast, money or fresh water? Nordic Aquafarms know water is scarce. They're not dumb. They're a multi-million dollar company. They're coming to Waldo County to get our fresh water. Hundreds of millions of gallons of it. That's why this was chosen, not for the bay. When we are thirsty and need to grow food, we will really realize money is useless. Think about that. There's no water and we've got $1 million. It is useless. Water is the most important resource for life. In 3 days without water, we die. That is a major concern of mine. Major concern number two. I've worked all over the nation, and I want to come here with love in my heart towards the planning board and the city council, but I work with towns resisting multinational and national corporate power and greed. I've helped resist fracking, power lines, gas pipelines, dams, and the like, moving with love and trying to stand up for life. Because of the way the global military, economic, academic complex is set up, money and growth are the primary goal of multinational corporations. We all know this. And this is one thing, that they manipulate the facts and public opinion. They extract resources, and when those resources are gone, they leave, and the town has to clean up the mess. This is protected by national and international law. It's legal to do this. So we must choose local people or corporate power. We don't want crumbs they offer the city as everything is extracted and destroyed from the town and the ecosystem for profit. So why do we want a multinational corporation from Norway in this tiny little town? Major problem number three. As a marine biologist for 20 years, a marine educator and marine conversationalist, I must look at some shocking truths. The ocean is dying. The UN predicts, UN I find conservative, that by 2040 there may not be fish in our ocean because of carbonic acid that acidifies the water. It's killing starfish and shellfish all over the world right now, and caused by the burning of fossil fuel. The Coral Reef Alliance states that our present day best case scenario for reef survival is 3%. That's present day, half of the species gone. The ocean is already collapsing, creating more international food distribution like salmon has a giant carbon footprint. It's not sustainable to do the globalized food system. And so I oppose this development. Nordic is for the destruction of the ocean because they're a fish farm. They're the only ones to gain from it. I have to stand in front of a dead ocean. If in 20 years I have to stand in front of a dead ocean with no fish, I'm going to look my daughter in the eyes and say, I tried everything. I tried everything to stop this, and that's why I'm here. Yeah, and I'm going to try something here. I hear that the 5 minutes is up and this is tangential. Is that correct? Yeah, I want to check, because you're representing the town of Belfast. I just want to check the town of Belfast. Who would like me to finish? Okay, this is the will of the people. You can bring the police in to arrest me if you want. So here we go. I'm going to finish because I have the majority that's democracy. Are people in line okay with this? Yeah.
It's not up to them, it's up to me. I'm the chair.
Okay.
It is time for you to sit down. I've asked you once, I'll ask you again. We'd love to hear your opinion. Can you submit it in writing? We are done.
How about I do a...
No, you're done.
Okay. I'm going to stand here until something else happens because I see the majority of people want me to speak.
We're doing our best.
Yeah, I heard a woman express that I could have her 5 minutes to just finish. I'll have another minute. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying it was the will of the people to hear the rest and have a good day.
You're listening to the audio transcript of the Planning Board meeting held August 15th to discuss the proposal for a salmon farm to be located along the Little River in the south part of Belfast. This is WBFY 100.9 FM and streaming at WBFY.me.
My name is Steve Byers. I live in Waldo, and just want to say I'm grateful for all of your hard work and everything that you do. It's really important to our community. Oh, sorry. So I just want to say thank you for your work and all that they do for our community. So thank you for your efforts to protect, maintain, and develop a safe and healthy environment for the city. As a small business owner in Belfast, I am directly affected by the current zoning amendments being proposed. I'm in support of your efforts to thoroughly assess all degrees of impact these zoning changes will have in the short and the long term. Additionally, I am in full support of the State of Maine statutes for comprehensive land change. To assure protections for cities, it makes sense that citizens would have the full 8 months to assess any kind of new and industrial proposals and operations. The wise saying, measure twice, cut once, guides both the new carpenter and the old builder to be patient and to be exact, so that important time and money are not wasted in the long run. I urge you to recommend to the City Council that the comprehensive planning process needs to be restarted from the beginning so that all voices, local citizens, state-based scientists, and private industry representatives can all be heard equally and measured accurately. Some suggestions I have for your proposed amendments in the City Code of Ordinances are focused on creating more clarity and industry-specific definitions. So two suggestions that I have, and I went through the boring part of Chapter 66, General Provisions Definitions, because I think it's important to really define what we're talking about here. So in Chapter 66, on page 3, the definition of aquaculture, land-based, could include specific words like non-genetically modified plants or animals in an onshore land-based facility. One of my concerns is that this facility gets built, they sell it because they're entrepreneurs, and somebody with a whole new vision comes in and operates a facility that's doing things that we really don't want to see here, such as genetically modified salmon. Such definitions safeguard against misuse or misinterpretation of these guidelines. Number two, in Section 102-702, the Planning Board says that it can permit significant water intake and outfall pipe based on one of the conditions, which is the degree of adverse impact, if any, on the shoreland regulated area associated with the location of the pipe. I would like to request more clarity and definition for what adverse impact means and how it could be measured. Measurements of adverse impact could be based on studied risk assessments and environmental impact studies. For example, would it be an adverse impact if certain levels of embedded mercury were to be released from the sediment into the bay during construction? Could we have people measuring the water while they're putting the pipe in? And if it's adversely impacting the water, then it would stop. Would it be an adverse impact if the outflow pipe contents were to be possibly lead to significant algae bloom in the bay? To measure adverse impact, could the permitting process include the scientific studies to assess the risk of significant loss of marine, fish, and animal life over a 10 to 20 year period? So I'm asking that you please define the requirements for adverse impact and whose definition it will be. Is it local scientists, Maine State DEP, or private industry's definition? The numerous proposed zoning changes carry great implications for our future and have the potential to impact the land, the water, the people, and the wildlife in many ways, numerous ways. I implore you, I'm 34. I have two daughters. I plan to live here until I'm 110. I implore you, the planning board, to recommend to the city council that they restart the comprehensive planning process and to follow the age-old wisdom of measure twice, cut once, so that important time, money, resources, and relationships are not wasted away in haste.
Hi there, Lou McGregor, and I've been up living in different places up and down the western shore of the Penobscot Bay for the last 20 and a bit years only, and recently settled, kind of lit temporarily in Monroe with the idea to settle permanently in Belfast. There's a piece of property there that's being developed now for me and my family, and I appreciate the planning board's participation in keeping me out of trouble because I placed a shed in the wrong place. So thank you very much for pointing out the error of my ways. Kind of an unfortunate juxtaposition of another meeting tonight down in Camden at the Camden Yacht Club. Right now, Eric Heim, CEO of Nordic, is speaking, and I had planned to be there and participate, but I can't be in two places at once, so here I am. And I also, as I heard Ellie say, I also want to work for solutions here, but to my view, we've gotten ourselves in a pickle here in Belfast, largely because city officials chose to fast track a seductive, though highly controversial, project from a certain foreign company without following the rules. So for me, that's exhibit A as to why anyone would ask you, the planning board, as I'm doing, to decline recommending any of the proposed amendments, including the one that was removed from the agenda. And let's see. Oh, and for myself, I don't want you folks to step into it feels like a trap here, these proposals. And I wonder if these proposals are voted in, then why have a code and planning board at all if the requirement to review big projects, public or private, is suddenly gone, then why do we have a planning board? So please start the process over. And yes, thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Stone. I live in Belfast. I thank you for this opportunity to share this evening. I propose the planning board decline all the proposals on the table this evening. To me, thank you for the detailed description of all the zoning. But to me, it really seems like a green light to the Nordic Aqua Farms. It feels like a yes to everything they're really asking for to happen in this place. The city council and mayor have overstepped their boundaries, as many people have stated this evening, by not working with you, the planning board, first on this huge change to our town, and now are wishing to make amendments that will fit with their plan. As a preschool teacher, I never honor bad behavior. I redirect and try to offer thoughtful ways to step forward in wiser ways. This is a huge decision on an extremely experimental and potentially very destructive proposal to me. The idea of a huge foreign corporation taking a substantial amount of groundwater each day from our local aquifer that feeds many towns, I've heard maybe a rate of up to 1,200 gallons each minute, as well as discharging a significant amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and yet-to-be-identified wastewater, possibly up to 1,600 pounds each day, into our bay. And at what temperature this is going into the bay, it feels unknown to me. That we share with the rest, this bay that we share with the rest of the coast of Maine is frightening to me. I'm an ocean swimmer. I swim in the bay almost every day. And I am horrified at the thought of not being able to do that anymore. And to allow this to move forward without my more knowledge, understanding, and firm facts and answers from the company itself, as well as from the local scientists, local fisher folk, concerned citizens, all of us, is an exceedingly unwise choice. By now, 2018, we as humans are feeling the extreme effects of water shortages, extreme heat levels, poisoned soil, air, water, due to our poor choices for our Earth. And we know firsthand how dangerous it is to make such hasty, potentially dangerous decisions as I feel this is. It is time also, I feel like, for on a planning board that we have a voice for the water, a voice for the air, a voice for earth, a voice for plants, a voice for sea creatures. Where is their voice in all of this? I'm a personal friend of all of them, and I feel they would say, hold on, think this through, go slow, make wise choices, think beyond financial profits, help to protect our beauty and life. This is your chance, planning board, to halt this hasty process and say no to these amendments so that we as a town and a coastal main area, since this decision does not only affect Belfast, have a chance to protect, maintain, and develop an attractive, safe, and healthy environment for its citizens, which is part of your job description. With love for the sea and water, and with thanks for listening, Suzanne Stone.
Hi, I'm Jessica Moore. I live in Belfast. I used to live in Northport. I've been coming here since I was a baby. So this is the first meeting I've been to regarding this project. And my main concern is that it's already personally and felt that it's unhealthy, basically, bottom line, and unethical to give one company so much power, possible power, over this small town. And what I'm hearing is that we're confused. We don't really know how to handle it, and I don't think that it's a smart business decision to give one huge company all of this power in this small town. That's all. Thank you.
I'm Natalie Charles, and I live in Belfast. I'm opposed to the proposed zoning ordinances and procedural changes being considered by the Planning Board at tonight's hearing. I believe the City Council improperly made these changes without appropriate Planning Board and citizen involvement. Instead, the City Council should seek and support the Planning Board and community involvement as essential parts of our governance process. Before we put our aquifer and bay at risk, I believe the City Council should go back to square one and truly welcome and hear citizen opinion. Our elected and appointed officials are supposed to serve the citizens. There is a lot at stake here. Thank you, Planning Board.
Good evening, Belfast Planning Board. How are y'all? My name is Michael Cunningham. I live out in Waldo. I chair the Republican Party for the county, and I'm also on the planning board over at Waldo. So I don't envy your position right now. It's got to be terribly annoying. I'm not even sure how your city organizes your plan board. But the only thing I could really offer and suggestion would be obviously make sure you're within the line of however it is your planning board is organized. Probably have the city attorney, you know, maybe give a phone call over to MMA or something like that. They're always pretty useful. But as far as the farm, you know, I can't really tell if is this meeting about whether or not they're following the process, or is it about the farm? I can't really tell one way or the other. I hope it's the process. Yeah. That aside, you know, you definitely got to follow the rules. But I will say the world is watching us right now. The world is watching us, and what I hear all the time from all the young kids in this county is, what are we going to do about jobs? Jobs, 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 jobs. You can't be in the Republican Party and not hear about jobs. Not at all. And if they have to go to Norway to get a job leading the industry in this type of work, well, then we know why. We know why. That's all I got to say. Thank you, and again, I would not want to be in your place. You have a lovely night.
Hello, my name is Samantha Langlois. I live in Belfast on the Little River on Jesse Robbins Road, and there is very little water flowing through the Little River right now in my backyard. I'm concerned about giving away our water. I've lived in Belfast for about 2 years, but my mother was born here, grew up on Cedar Street. My grandmother was born and had the tide. Her mother was born in Northport. Her father and had the tide, and my great-great-grandfather's buried in the Head the Tide Cemetery. So I have some deep roots here. My mother and my grandmother left Belfast in the 50s because, according to them, it wasn't a very nice place to live. They moved to Portsmouth at the time. And the Bay, my mother, you know, she lived here till she was 14 or so. She didn't spend any time on the Bay. It was disgusting. Again, I've only lived here for a couple years, but I moved here not intending to move to Belfast at all. I've lived in Montana, I've lived in Alaska, I grew up in Western Maine. I left Montana to move back to my family in Maine with no draw to any specific area, and we landed in Belfast because it was the perfect place that we could find. It was the best place we found for my kids, for our family, for a place to grow and encourage my kids to stay when they grow up, not leave. So I'm concerned about water. As I said, I grew up in Western Maine, where Nestle, disguised as Poland Spring, has bulldozed through Maine's very weak water laws. And I'm concerned about Maine's water laws as a state. And I feel like amending what we will allow as a town, amending the access to our water, is a dangerous place to go without a lot of careful analysis from experts and listening to the town. I'm also concerned about the discharge into the Bay. As I said, when my mother lived here, she didn't go to the Bay. Nobody went to the Bay. And she lived on Cedar Street. It wasn't because she couldn't access it. It was because it was not a place people went. It was full of chicken pollution. So let's not go back to that. You know, I moved to Belfast because it is a beautiful place and because it is a thriving local economy based on local food and tourism. That is, people are drawn here because of that local food. We can do so much better than giving up our water to an international company. I don't teach my children, who are 6 and 8, I don't teach them to go out and look for your success and your, go do what you want to do by finding a big corporation because they're going to take care of you. They're not. I teach my kids, use your creativity, be a part of your community, do the best you can, and make your own way, and that is through local economy. We can do so much better. So I urge you to go back to the beginning and start this process over. Thank you.
Hello, Planning Board. I'm Steve Ryan. I'm the Executive Director of the Belfast Area Chamber of Commerce. And I want to also join all the people who have thanked you for your hard work on this. It's a great additional opportunity for public input to what has been a long and quite robust public debate. So thank you for doing it. The Chamber of Commerce is not taking any position about whether this is a desirable change in the ordinance or the comp plan or whether this is a desirable project that could ensue from it. But we very strongly recommend that the process be fair and as described by your rules, your laws, your technical specifications. We would be concerned on the part of businesses, developers, individual homeowners, if the board starts to consider unrequired and maybe even emotional characteristics such as whether an applicant is a large corporation or whether they're a multinational corporation, or whether they're going to deliver a product that we don't particularly care for. GMOs are very controversial, but it is a product in the American marketplace. So if some company wants to produce them and they meet the technical requirements to keep our city clean and healthy, then I think they have to be treated fairly, and you can't judge based on criteria that are not in the law. So that would be our recommendation as a chamber, and I look forward to more hearings. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Barry Crawford, and I am from Monroe, Maine. I grew up in Northport. I graduated from Belfast area. I worked at Penobscot, at Stinson Cannon Company, Truett Brothers, which was over there somewhere. And I used to hate to get up in the morning to go to work because it was so brutal. It was horrible. And I'm so very glad all that stuff is gone for myself. And I'm an environmentalist. I'm really big into climate change. As a kid, experiencing the winters then compared to now, it's like 360, I mean, it's 180 degrees the other way. It has changed so much here over the last 30, 40 years. It is incredible. And most of you haven't been here all your life like I have. I've experienced it. And the change is incredibly disastrous. But what really appalls me is this. I'm sitting over there. There's not one local person, basically, that got out and tried to voice, you know, their opinion on the situation that you people have given us. There's no generational voice anymore. It's gone. It's all people from away. You know, it's people with an education. It's people that can read and understand all this stuff. I mean, this is a different language. And the locals have lost their voice. It's tragic. All we're hearing is from you people who privileged, maybe, or hard workers, whatever, you know. But I'm appalled by the fact that there's nobody here that speaks, that has been here for generations. And that is sad.
Good evening, board, city officials, Bill. I wasn't going to speak. I'm from Belmont. My name is Paul Bernacki. And I was going to let the Belfast political process go on by its cumbersome self as best it could. I've been a resident of Maine for about 40 years, and I've been a sustainable farmer, organic farmer, a member of MOFCA. I currently am a consultant and designer and team leader for a qualified construction group that does seafront erosion remediation, working with the DEP. I just talked to the head of land for the state of Maine this morning for 15 minutes about five different projects. And I know the person who is actually going to be in charge of the project overview for the DEP. She just lost a staff member last week. He went on to get a master's degree in biology. The DEP, according to Mark Stebbins, said, he told me that they're woefully understaffed, and he didn't know when they would get out to look at a violation that I reported. So relying upon the DEP to do due diligence and to have money to look at all these considerations right now is not exactly accurate, everybody. So the process tonight, I've been at all of the meetings, at all the process, aware of all the process. I've had the microphone tried to be taken out of my hand when I had a question to ask at a public information meeting in which Mr. Heim said he wanted to hear what I had to say, but apparently somebody else didn't want to hear what I had to say. On two occasions, when I asked specific technical questions from technical experts brought together for that purpose. Now, to be fair, it wasn't the planning board. It was city employees and Mr. Heim who were running that meeting. So tonight, I am in front of a different group of people. I'm speaking as a longtime resident, a sustainable farmer, a real farmer, not a factory farmer. And I'm speaking directly to the people here on the planning board who have this decision. I believe, technically, legally, I've looked at the lawsuit myself in the Superior Court. I'm awaiting the answer from the city to that lawsuit, as so many other people are here. And I think that the thing to do is to deliberate on this until a Superior Court judge clears the path. Because getting an opinion from one of the lawyers and getting an opinion from the city council's lawyer, I don't think it's going to be good enough. I believe, I truly believe, that this is going to be a long, drag-out, nasty court fight, guys, unless you do the right thing. I truly believe that. So I advise you and I implore you to recommend to restart this process all over again and give the DEP, give the applicant, give everybody a chance to cool down. Elizabeth Ransom and I are on first name basis. She's an engineer who's in charge of this whole process. They're still a long ways away because they've got a lot of problems. There's this woman named Wiji Su, who's a PhD from Harvard. Wiji Su and Halsey Bergen have done circulation studies. I was quoted $50,000 for a rudimentary review of the circulation patterns in the bay, just to start. I think we should reset, and we should talk about this, and I think Mr. Heim should get a little more information together and tell us what size of factory and what the effluents are going to be before we give him the opportunity to take our water, to take our land, to destroy a green space, and to dump in front of my client's properties. 1,600 pounds of nitrogen is the figure that Mr. Heim gave us. That is 10 times the Belfast city. Bayside's effluent to their beaches on a 600-foot pipe is 1.6 pounds of nitrogen. I'll let you all do the math myself, yourselves. These facts are facts. It's not myth. And it's, I believe it's 60 jobs, not 300 jobs, as other people have reported. I thank you for your time, and I hope you consider my advice.